News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We always cover the necessities on the programme, including sometimes the bare necessities. Stephen Bolden, spokesperson for the Irish Naturist Association. You want Cork to be the nudist capital of Ireland. Please explain.
Well, hi, how are you?
Good.
Pleased to meet you, Ciarán. Yeah, excellent. Well, it kind of already is. All we're looking for is a little bit of official recognition more than anything.
How is it?
Look, I've been a member of the association now for 4 or 5 years, and I've travelled around the world, visiting beaches and resorts and hotels and everything all over the place. And every time I go away, I always meet someone from Cork.
Really?
I've not. Yeah.
And what is it about Cork? What is it about Cork people? What is it about Cork people that they like being in the nip so much?
I don't know. They've just got a better attitude towards it. It's that rebellious spirit that they've always had.
And tell me then about, is it, you say you see it in evidence, Cork people travelling around the world. What about on beaches in Cork? Is there anywhere at the moment that people go in an unofficial capacity?
Well, that's the thing as well, yeah. Because around the Clonakilty area, because I visited there a couple of times myself, and there's it's just beautiful. You've got loads of different beaches all around the area, and they have been frequented by naked people for decades. You know, there's nothing new here. All we're looking for is a couple of signposts so that the tourists can find us.
And is that an issue that you have, that there are tourists who come here, naturists, and they do want to find somewhere where they can, you know, get their kid off?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. With the likes of, you know, the Wild Atlantic Way, you know, that's been a marketing success for over the last few years. We've got millions of tourists visiting our beautiful country, and they're spoiled for choice on the West Coast. You know, you're going from Kinsale to Kerry there. There must be thousands of little beaches and bays and swimming areas. So we can get a few that are already, they're locally known, you know. They're already historically and traditionally nature swimming areas anyway.
Yeah.
But if we can get them, if we can get a little bit more of an advertisement on it, a couple of signposts erected, and then a couple of little tags on the, you know, the Wild Atlantic Way website or Bord Fáilte website, you know, then the tourists will know.
Well, is it not?
They're more than likely to spend a little bit extra time in these areas as
I'm
well.
Going to ask all the naive questions. I know that you're probably sick of getting asked, but I'll ask
them
anyway.
Go ahead.
Is it not a bit cold in Ireland?
Well, isn't it not a bit cold in Scandinavia?
Yes, is the answer
well.
To that too.
They do it there as well. And I don't know, I was only swimming myself there in Dublin there last week, 2 weeks ago. And okay, yeah, the water was cold, but it was 6.5 degrees. Now, I know that's still cold, but it's warmer than it should have been.
But were you swimming in the nip in Dublin?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Was it not? It should, like 6 degrees is freezing.
I mean, you're only getting in for a dip. Like, you won't be going.
I'd be a little embarrassed now getting out of cold water if there was anyone there if it was that cold.
No, completely understood. Yeah, there's that does happen. Yeah, significant shrinkage. Yeah.
Look, Stephen, look. Before I let you go, I have to ask the one obvious question, I suppose. Give me the pitch.
Please.
Why? For people listening, why would? What's the attraction of nature?
It's the freedom. Freedom. It's the rejection of this body beautiful nonsense that seems to be promoted. You know, beauty magazines making you feel ugly. You know, this is, go to we've all been away on Spain, and we've all seen people on the beach, all different sizes and shapes. That's normal. That's human. This is what we are.
Okay.
You know, everyone's got wobbly bits.
All right.
So get over it.
All right, exactly. Stephen, listen, thanks a million for speaking to us. Stephen Bolton, spokesperson for the Irish Naturist Association. Would you go to a nudist beach, Shane?
No, I find it hard enough to get into my swimming togs. I have too many wobbly bits. That's the problem.